This Red Earth, written by Kim Kelly and read by Aaron Sindos
and Jessica St. Clair.
Gordon. We keep to the trees at the verge, and after a while Ernie says, "I hope the girls are all right." No one answers that. The nurses, six of them. They'd have been caught when the Japs came over from Nordup. I know one of them, sort of. Tina, a girl from Yass. She's the sister of a bloke I once met when he was jackarooing up in Coolabah. I can't think about that. I listen to the sound of our boots working the mud through the rain, west through the mangroves, and I hope that we've made the right choice. I wonder what Dad would think, and I don't know. I didn't last see him firing up any gully, fighting for his country. Whose country was that exactly? Not our country. I last saw Dad on Nimijie Street, when he dropped me off for the train to Sydney, walking off back to the ute. I keep seeing that roof of the post office flying up in the air. Whoever was in there, they're not there now. Is Dad not there either? Maybe he died a long, long time ago. It's sad. If I die now as well, there'll be no one for the authorities to send the notice to.
Bernie. "Off the love of Macduff, I am the lad's next of kin," Mrs. Lockhart hisses at the Commonwealth Bank officer on the other end of the line in Ningen. Since it seems after 3 days of berating the Minister for Customs, Gordon's name does not appear on any passenger lists. She's now trying to discover when he last used his savings account and where, and the bank officer is unmoved by the Lockhart name. "Must I speak with the manager when you can simply verify my bona fides with Mrs. Emma Wells? You are aware of your own customers, aren't you? Mrs. Wells lives at Kyra via Mundaroo Road, this side of Armageddon, on the..." "Well, good, thank you." She looks at me, worried as I am now. "He's going to look it up." I look at her in a flummox of wonder, mostly at next of kin. Is that just another fib of expedience, or... I look at the photograph of Mitchell on the bureau. He's about 16 or so, holding up a big fish. Is there a reason he and Gordon look quite similar in their Scotch twill, other than hailing from places called Hell and Armageddon? "Thank you," she says, back into the receiver with a sigh. "Thank you. No, that is all. Good day." I continue to stare at her and she glances away, out at the willows, her cheeks are flushed. "What?" I beg her. "What did he say?" "The 2nd of January." Her voice rasps around it, hand at her throat, and she swallows hard. "It appears that he last made a withdrawal on the 2nd of January from the branch in Rabaul." "The 2nd? I hear my own voice as brittle and shrill with denial, pleading, "But that means he still might have got out."